It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Here's a thought for the day from Fibber and Molly before we get into our story.
Molly, have you been watching that paint job they're doing on the house across the street? White with pink shutters?
Almost as pink as the cheeks on a young couple living there. And were they excited when they moved in? You know, that first day in a new home is a big event in any family's life.
Sure is. And another big event is the day the family can stop worrying about what would happen to their home if Dad wasn't around to make payments on the mortgage or pay the rent.
And friends, that big day comes when a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan takes over the problem for you. With this plan in your life insurance program, if anything happens to the breadwinner, Prudential will provide the money to pay off the mortgage on your home. Leaves it free and clear for you and your family to live in as long as you wish.
For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed. And if you're renting an apartment or home, you'll find the cost of Prudential's rent payment plan just as low.
So ask your Prudential agent to come around and give you the details on these wonderful home protection plans provided by the company with the strength of Gibraltar.
Like the book says, the future belongs to those who prepare for it.
See what kind of day it is outside. Ah, lovely day. Sun shining, blue skies. Ah, boy, what a morning. Well, come on, Molly. Time to roll out. Hey, Molly. Molly, where are you?
Over here. I've been up for half an hour.
Oh, hi, kiddo. Hey, great day, ain't it? Ah, pack up all your cares and woes. Today I'm really on my toes.
So far, you're still on your back.
Not now, I ain't. I feel like a million bucks. I can lick my weight in Wildcats. You want to fight? Put up your dukes.
McGee, stop it. Nobody can feel that good this early in the morning.
What's for breakfast, kiddo? And why you got your hat on for?
Eggs are for breakfast, and I've got my hat on to go to the store and get some. We're out.
Oh.
Take your time getting shaved and showered. I'll be back shortly.
Okay, Tootsie. I'll be here. Ah, oh, there goes a good kid. Boy, has she got an athletic husband. Now for a good shower and a brisk rub. Oh, give me some men who were stout-hearted men. Ah, look at there. You're not a bad-looking guy, McGee. Rugged sort of way.
Evening, ma'am. Police officers. Where's the killer, ma'am? Oh, in the shower, eh? Well, we'll just have a look in that shower. All right, mister. Come out of there. I got you covered. Oh, you won't? Okay. I'm coming in after you.
Yow! Ooh, that's cold. Ooh! I'd better stand back till it warms up a little bit. Ooh! Wow! Ooh! Doggone it, the longer it runs, the colder it gets. Well, nothing to do but put on the old bathrobe, trot downstairs, and take a look at the water heater. Ah, do I feel swell today. On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play. McGee, my boy, the world lost a great singer when you quit the stage. Oh, solo mio. Oh, who the heck is that now before breakfast? Can't be Molly back with the eggs already. She'd use the front door. Who is it?
It's me, Mr. McGee. Wallace Wimple.
Oh, come on in, Wimple, boy. Come in, come in, come in.
Good morning, Mr. McGee. I hate to bother you before breakfast like this, but...
No bother at all, my boy, no bother. Come in, come in. Ain't this a beautiful day?
Oh, yes. Lovely. I hate to bother you so early, but...
I just told you you're no bother, Wally. Glad to see you anytime. Sit down. I gotta check the hot water heater here a minute. The hot water heater ain't heating the hot water hot. And it's no wonder. Pilot light is blew out.
Oh, the same thing happened at our house last week.
You got a match? Oh, never mind. Here's some matches.
Sweetie Face got down on the floor to light it, just like you're doing there. And when she struck a match... That's exactly what happened to her.
Boy, are my eyebrows still on okay? Can you see? My eyebrows, have I got them? Both of them, my eyebrows?
Yes. You're lucky. Sweetie Face lost both of hers.
Boy, singed them off, huh?
No, melted them off.
Melted them off?
She just paints them on with a grease pencil anyhow. Oh, the reason I came over here so early like this, Sweetie Face locked the refrigerator when she left this morning, and, well, I wonder if I could borrow an egg.
An egg? Oh, you sure could, Wimp. You could borrow two eggs, only for one thing. We're out of eggs.
Oh, dear.
Yep, Molly's down at the grocery now to get some. Drop back in 15 or 20 minutes and we'll have eggs. Hungry, are you?
Oh, no, I've had breakfast. But this is the day I shampoo my hair. It looks so dull if I don't have an egg in it. Well, I'll be back.
Ah, there's nothing like a nice warm shower to wake up the old corpuscles. Ah, boy, I wish the World Series was still on and I was in it. Ah, all right, Lippy. So I hit the ball when you told me to bunt. I hit a home run, didn't I? Yeah, listen to that crowd. I don't care what your instructions was, Lippy. When that old apple came down the groove, I laid it over the fence. I ain't taking any more lip, Lippy. Oh, no. Just when I got myself all soaped up. Nothing to do but go answer it. Where's the towel? Oh. All right, I'm coming. Better be an important call, that's all I can say. Soaking wet, freezing cold. Why does it always have to ring when I'm in the middle of the shower and... Hello!
Mr. McGee, this is Wallace.
What?
Wallace Wimple. I'm next door at the Nelson's house, and I just called to say I won't need that egg. I borrowed one here.
What? Well, of all the...
Well, thanks, anyhow. I didn't want you worrying about why I didn't come back and...
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
Mmm, these grilled lamb chops, are they delicious?
And this barbecued beef. Oh, it's sensational.
Gosh, Peggy, I wish I could grill and barbecue at home, but my old range just won't do it.
Then, Nancy, why don't you look at a new RCA estate?
Oh?
Mine grills and bakes and barbecues all at once. Why, it's the most wonderful range I've ever...
That's right, ladies. With a new RCA estate range, you can turn out the recipes you've always dreamed of. There's a deluxe gas model with all these wonderful RCA features. Built-in griddle, barbecue or meat oven, balanced heat bake oven, finger-lift broiler, and so many more. You can choose from 20 new RCA estate ranges, either gas or electric, to suit your own cooking preference. See RCA estate ranges at your dealers now.
Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Ah, nothing starts the day off like a shower and a brisk rub. Now for a good clean shave. Ah, I cut my chin. Now who the nickel plated heck is? Sounds like a fire or something. I better investigate. Whoops, better take my robe. I'm coming! Sure hope it ain't a fire. Hate to show up at a fire in this old bathrobe. It must be... Whoop! Come in and help me up.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. I represent the Handy Home Library. Books for every occasion. And I... Oh, my.
Help me up.
Sir, as I look at you sitting there on the floor with that old bathrobe tangled around your legs and not on your head and bleeding from a cut chin, I know exactly the book you need. I have here a copy of What to Do Till the Doctor Comes for only $1.
Just hand me that ball bat out of the umbrella stand there and I'll show you what to do till the doctor comes. I'll beat the living bejunior. Oh, the dirty coward. Good day, he says. I'm not so sure at this point just what kind of a day it is. Oh, must have sprung my shoulder when I lit on it. It'll feel better when I exercise it a little. Well, that's a break. At least I don't have to run all the way downstairs to answer the phone. I already fell all the way down then. Hello.
Mr. McGee, this is Pete at the service station. Remember, you left your car last night and told me to check the oil and water.
Yeah.
Well, the oil's all full of water, all right. Sure is.
What? What did you do to the...
I didn't have to do a thing. It was already did. You got a leaky gasket in your motor. Car won't run at all now.
What you mean now?
Had to take the head off to find out the gasket was leaky. Got it all laid out on the floor here for you.
Oh. How much will a new gasket cost?
Oh, not much. Around $12.
Well, ain't you got a cheaper one?
Cheaper one to leak. You already got one to leak.
$12?
Yep. Of course, installing it is extra. $15 for the labor.
Oh, brother. $27 altogether, huh?
$29, including the new oil we got to put in. Have it for you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Oh, $29 I didn't expect to pay out. Huh. Boy, this is turning into quite a day.
It's nice of you to bring the groceries in for me, Mr. Oldtimer.
Glad to do it, daughter. That's my job. Anything I can do for a customer, like carrying her groceries in or maybe sitting down and having a second breakfast, I'm glad to.
Just put them out in the kitchen.
And as long as we're on the subject of breakfast, I like my eggs over easy and the bacon sort of... What's the matter, daughter?
McGee's clean shirt. Thrown at the foot of the stairs.
Hey, here's a bathrobe caught in a banister.
And lather all over the hall rug. I'd better go upstairs.
Better leave me go first, daughter. This don't look good at all.
Oh, dear. And he was so peppy and full of good spirits when he woke up this morning.
That's bad, daughter. You know the old saying, laugh before breakfast, cry before dinner.
Heavenly days, I hope nothing... Well, I'm worried, I...
There he lays in his bed, daughter. Mighty quiet.
McGee, are you all right? McGee, sweetheart.
It's you, Molly.
What happened, dearie? Is anything wrong?
Wrong? There's been nothing right since I got out of bed this morning. I lit the water heater and liked to blew my eyebrows off. Cut myself shaving. Fell down the stairs. Oh, this has been a bad day, Molly. I'm going to lay right here till it's over.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Now hear this. Now hear this.
Effective in January 1955...
Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming.
Yes, beginning in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, is changing its name to Better Farming. Country Gentleman's aim is to help every farmer do a better job on his farm. To help him translate the rewards of better farming into the joys of better living. So in January, we're making the name and the aim the same. Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming. Remember, an average farmer gets 5,000 pounds of milk per cow, but a better farmer gets 2 and 3 times that much. Subscribe to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Molly.
Yes, McGee.
What time is it?
7:00.
Now, pull up the shade. Let's see what kind of a morning it is.
Morning? It's 7 p.m., my boy. You slept all day.
I did?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I guess I might as well say good night.
Yeah. Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple, Harley Bear as the book salesman, and Dick Ryan as the mechanic. This is John Wald reminding you that we'll be back with you Sunday night when the urge to sell the old gasoline buggy and acquire a jazzy new model almost overcomes Mr. McGee of Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Tomorrow night, enjoy your favorite songs by Dinah Shore on the NBC Radio Network.